A reading from the first book of Maccabees. Judas and his brothers said, "Now that our enemies have been defeated, let us go up to purify the sanctuary and dedicate it." So they marshaled the whole army and went up to Mount Zion. On the 25th of the ninth month, Kislev, in the year 148, they rose at dawn and offered a lawful sacrifice on the new altar of holocausts which they had made. The altar was dedicated to the sound of zithers, harps, and cymbals, at the same time of year and on the same day on which the pagans had originally profaned it. The whole people fell prostrate in adoration, praising to the skies him who had made them so successful. For 8 days they celebrated the dedication of the altar, joyfully offering holocausts, communion sacrifices, and thanksgivings. They ornamented the front of the temple with crowns and bosses of gold, repaired the gates and the storerooms, and fitted them with doors. There was no end to the rejoicing among the people, and the reproach of the pagans was lifted from them. Judas, with his brothers and the whole assembly of Israel, made it a law that the days of the dedication of the altar should be celebrated yearly at the proper season, for 8 days, beginning on the 25th of the month Kislev, with rejoicing and gladness. The Gospel reading is from St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 19. Jesus went into the temple and began driving out those who were selling. According to Scripture, he said, "My house will be a house of prayer, but you have turned it into a robber's den." He taught in the temple every day. The chief priests and the scribes, with the support of the leading citizens, tried to do away with him, but they did not see how they could carry this out, because the people as a whole hung on his words. All four Gospels report the moment when Jesus took possession of the temple, driving out the money changers. John's Gospel is constructed round the great liturgical feasts and shows us Jesus in the temple at Passover, on the Feast of Tabernacles, and at the Feast of Dedication. Luke's Gospel is very clearly centered on Jerusalem and specifically on the temple. It begins there with Gabriel's visit to Zechariah, and it ends there with the disciples praying in expectation of the fulfillment of what Jesus had promised. The first reading today from the book of Maccabees tells of the origins of the Feast of Dedication, otherwise called the Feast of Lights or Hanukkah. A century and a half before Jesus, the Maccabean revolt recovered the temple for Jewish worship, driving out those who had desecrated it and rededicating it once again for the worship of the Lord, the God of Israel. Jesus makes a triumphal entry into Jerusalem that follows the customs of the Feast of Dedication, the people waving palm branches, singing joyfully, and celebrating the coming of the Lord, not just to Jerusalem, but to his temple. There had already been significant events in the life of Jesus involving the temple. When he was just 8 days old, he was presented in the temple for circumcision and was greeted by Simeon, who foretold his destiny. When he was 12 years old, he was found in the temple, listening to the teachers and asking them questions. Luke reorders the temptations of Jesus so that the final one is in the temple, and there the devil leaves him until an appropriate hour. The appropriate hour has arrived, and the Messiah comes to Jerusalem and into the temple. Now he is the teacher there, and the people hang on his words. It means not just a fresh rededication of the temple to its original use and purpose, however. What the leaders of the people seem to realize is that Jesus represents a radical threat to the temple system. He has come to destroy it, Mark's Gospel tells us. He can destroy it if he wishes, Matthew's Gospel tells us. Luke makes no mention of this here, because, the scholars tell us, Luke is writing at a time when the temple had already been destroyed by the Romans. In John's account, Jesus says, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will rebuild it." The disciples came to understand that he was speaking of the temple of his own body. At the moment of his death, the curtain of the temple was torn in two, from top to bottom. What does it all mean? The temple is the place where God is present. It is the place of sacrifice and praise, of thanksgiving and atonement. It is the place where the covenant relationship between God and the people is celebrated and renewed. All of this now happens through the body of Jesus, given over to death and raised to glory. This is what it means. He is the presence of God in our world, not a religious building or a sacred place, but in his body, the community of those who belong to him and have been incorporated into him. He is the place of sacrifice and praise, of thanksgiving and communion and atonement. His sacrifice, offered once and for all, is for the redemption of the whole world, and his prayer continues forever. Jesus is the place in whom the new and everlasting covenant has been established. The Jewish feast of Hanukkah is celebrated around the same time as the Christian feast of Christmas. It was on the 25th day of the month Kislev, December, that Antiochus Epiphanes erected the abomination of desolation in the temple. It was on the same day, 3 years later, that the temple was rededicated to the worship of the living and true God. Hence the Feast of Lights, the association with the winter solstice, the joyful character of this feast. Christians brought all this into their celebration of the birth of Jesus. The temple he rededicates, however, is not just the building at Jerusalem, but the earth itself and human flesh into which he has come. In Jesus, a radically new and eternally definitive relationship with God is established, and all men and women are called to purify themselves and to enter by faith into this, his house of prayer.